Okay, so we are going to
do introduction.
Well, first we're going to officially, let me grab this.
Call the meeting to order. And at, I guess, 3:30.
So this is a new requirement for charter schools by the state legislature to have what they call a school health advisory committee. And so I've given you the bylaws, which are the governing rules and operating procedures of how the committee is going to supposed to function. So one of the things is that the meetings have to be recorded and then posted on our website. So just wanted to be know y'all are being recorded and you're okay with being recorded.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and introduce ourselves first of all. I'm Ms. McCready, the school superintendent, principal, and I'll be the liaison for the meeting.
Dana Griffin, I'm the school psychologist. I do the school counseling here.
Okay. I'm Savannah Sarceto, I'm Hector Castillo's mom.
I'm Lisandra Figueroa, Sebastian Colón's mom.
And Ms. Moreno, if you'll introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Helica Moreno, I'm Isabella's mother.
Great. Okay, thank you. We are going to briefly go over these. I don't expect to read all of these, but basically the mission you'll see is for a partnership with staff, students, parents, and community to provide advice and recommendations regarding our health curriculum and to promote and support health, wellness, and safety of our students. So if you'll turn to the next page, we are required to have 4 meetings a year. And there's a lot of things to be discussed, and we don't have to discuss all of them. It's up to the committee to decide what we want to discuss. These are just kind of the recommendations. If we do decide to discuss health, one of the things we have to do, take into consideration is what this committee would use as a health curriculum, but we don't offer health, so that's not something. So we can review more about what topics we'll be covering, that we want to cover. But all of this is about just the different topics. So as I said before, the meeting has to be recorded and minutes will be
written,
which
posted.
I'm going to ask you to take notes, and posted on our website within 7 days of the meeting.
Okay.
The committee has to be made up of at least 5 people. The majority have to be parents. So 3 parents and then Ms. Griffin and I. So that is our 5 committee meetings. So I appreciate that. And it's open meeting. So we post the notice on our website and on our school here for 3 days, up to 3 days beforehand in order for anybody can attend the meeting. Okay. So each person in the meeting has a vote. And we do need to elect a chairperson and a vice chairperson, and they need to be parents.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I know it's for us smaller schools, it's a lot of responsibilities, but the chairperson is just supposed to help me lead the meeting, and if we decide that we need a subcommittee to look into something to help, you know, with that. And the vice chairperson would just help lead the meeting if the chairperson couldn't come here. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be recording our minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is just to make sure the meeting is facilitated, that we're following all the rules, and just to support y'all. So,
mm-hmm.
So I know... Y'all don't know each other that well yet.
No.
But we do need to elect one of you as chairperson and one of you as vice chairperson.
Okay.
Does anybody feel comfortable being in a leadership role working? Ms. Moreno and I know each other because she was a member of our school community several years ago, and her children have attended school here, so we've known each other for a while. And so thank you so much for agreeing to be on the committee, but I know you're working full-time, so I don't know what your time constraints are. Ms. Castillo,
I work full-time
as well. Ms. Colón, are you also working full-time?
I'm not working full-time
but
right
busy.
Now, but it's just my English is not the best.
Okay,
I think.
Sure, yeah,
so,
okay.
Like to lead a meeting,
Not yet.
Yeah. I don't know if it's something that I will be able to do.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, does anybody interested in being the chairperson? Ms. Moreno?
I'll step up to the plate.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we do need to vote yay or nay. Anybody not in favor of her being chairperson?
No, of course.
Okay. Does anybody want to step in the position? So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
See, this is what happens when you can't be in the meeting in person, Ms. Moreno. and then a vice chairperson, just like, you know, an assistant.
If she can assist. Just,
yeah. Does yeah. either one? You'll step. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So we do have to vote. All in favor of, say aye. And it's Colon?
Figueroa.
Figueroa, Ms. Figueroa as vice chairperson. Aye.
Aye.
How do you spell Figueroa?
F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
Okay. Great. So now I'm going to ask to move to this document, which Ms. Moreno, Angie, it was emailed to you. And this is the Texas Health and Human Services meeting agenda topics. And again, we don't need to cover all of these. These are just suggestions. Mm-hmm. What has been highlighted is actual things that we as a school are required to either cover with our students or with our staff. Mm-hmm. And so bullying and cyberbullying is something that we will be
covering.
Yes, mm-hmm. we've already covered it with our staff beginning of the year, and mm-hmm. we'll be discussing it in the next couple of weeks mm-hmm. with our students, along with suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Teen dating violence is something we're required to cover with them. Drug and alcohol and tobacco effects
mm-hmm.
we're required to cover with them, particularly as it relates to vaping.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're all required to have hearing and vision and spinal screenings in ninth grade, and so that's something else we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Integrated pest management, how we're just keeping our bugs at bay.
Okay.
So there has to make sure that we're being safe with mm-hmm. with the chemicals we use to treat our roaches and ants and whatever. So those are the things that are required to be covered. And then on the second page, as you can see, e-cigarettes and vaping is another thing. Fitnessgram is a report we have to submit to the state on the health of our students, and it requires them to do like walk a mile, and they have to get weighed and measured and things like that,
mm-hmm.
just to track how are they physically. And then at the end of the year, we do have to give, y'all don't have to come, but we have to summarize kind of what we did this year, and then I present that to our board,
mm-hmm.
and they just hear, you know, if there's anything.
Okay.
I think a lot of this agenda came about sex ed, and what parents want to see about mm-hmm. sexual education.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that we don't offer like as a regular class
mm-hmm.
or anything, but we usually do once or twice a year, a class meeting where we go over in the past, you know, abstinence plus curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But now with y'all on board, this is a discussion to have of what kind of sex ed curriculum, sex ed, you know, programming do we want to offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's something we can probably tackle at our next meeting. So is there anything on this list that you feel is really important that isn't highlighted that you would want to kind of look at as a, you know, additional? Obviously, some of these things don't apply to us.
Mm-hmm. energy drinks.
Energy drinks. I know. They don't think they understand.
They're drinking energy drinks.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. In high school, in middle school, and I'm like, wow.
And they're dangerous.
And I'm so scared of drinking a monster.
Mm-hmm.
We've never addressed that with our students.
We have not.
Okay. So that's something we can add as a energy drink.
I guess social media will be connected with the bullying and cyberbullying, right?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, somewhat. But I think there's additional things that
okay.
aren't related to cyberbullying. I think you're right that social media,
mm-hmm.
especially Instagram, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
well, I guess they don't use Facebook, but effect on mental health.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so that's something we could also look
okay.
at.
Yeah. Teens nowadays are comparing themselves to what they see on
right.
social media.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
That's something that works in their, you know, brains.
I think it, especially for female students,
yes.
it really
mm-hmm.
affects their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
How about young parenting?
young parenting. I like that. I'm not, I don't think that's on there, but that would probably be related to maybe some sex ed training as well. But yes, parenting, young parenting, I think that's absolutely.
I think the ones highlighted here are good. The energy drinks, we should add that one.
Absolutely, we can do that for sure. So I'm new to this. We don't, there's not a lot of direction beyond the bylaws of what has to be covered, but it's not very specific, like you have to do this, you have to do that. There's only a couple things that we have to to cover, but
and for our role here, do we bring like new ideas?
Yeah, that's I think the idea is if you come across something in your community you think that would be helpful, if you meet somebody who you think, oh, they could be a good resource for us, or if you know you attend some place where you think, oh, you know, we could benefit from their guidance.
Do they have something like, I don't know, maybe like some basic self-defense for young girls?
Interesting.
Important.
I have not thought about that.
I haven't thought about that either.
Yeah.
Like self-defense courses?
Interesting.
I think that's a really good one. I mean, especially since a lot of the students at Heights walk.
Right, right.
Yes.
Are you
recording? Yeah, I like that.
So that would be good. Okay. So I think the energy drink thing is something we can easily tackle in the next in our. So just an FYI, we have a meeting with all the students once a month called the class meetings. They're by 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, where we push out kind of general information about stuff. And then twice a month, we either have clubs or we have mentor groups. Where there's smaller groups where we talk about more things that, in like 10 people where we might discuss, you know, sex ed or we might discuss suicide prevention. And so and so in the class meeting, I think we certainly can address the energy drink situation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We've already done vaping and the dangers of vaping and the pill, fentanyl, one pill can kill campaign. So, Texas Education Agency has given us a lot of materials to use for that to help educate students because it is such a super dangerous. I don't know how much y'all are familiar with it, but almost all pills that are available on the market are fake, and they almost all have fentanyl in them, and so often to a really deadly level. And it could be the same batch, and just one of the the pills can be. Anyway, we've been really trying to press upon the children the dangers of that, and so.
Did you want to go over the projected dates that we have for the suicide prevention?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I know starting this Thursday, so this Thursday will be the freshman students, so we will be doing the suicide prevention talk with the freshmen, and then the following Thursday, which is the 13th, will be sophomore, then December 4th will be the juniors, and then we have a tentative date for seniors on December 11th, but they might be on a field trip that day, so we're not 100% sure, but we're going to do it by student grade level so that we're not, it's not such a huge group, and that, you know, allows for a more interactive, engaging, an opportunity for conversation. Okay. So that'll start this Thursday.
And we do have like the suicide hotline posted in like by the water fountains and the bathrooms, that kind of information. We fortunately have, you know, generally because of the close relationship that teachers and staff have with our students here, we are generally aware of when a student is struggling and is having suicidal ideation. We don't have it very often, but we're, you know, very fortunate to have Ms. Griffin here. And so she is the person who will do a suicide screening if she feels like somebody is at risk for suicide, and then contact the parents and to follow up with that. Trying to think what else we've already covered. I think teen dating violence we have not covered yet, or did no? We did. We've already covered teen dating violence
in the class meetings.
That there was a couple of students who I think had kind of a light bulb go on and be like, "Hey, that relationship I'm in isn't the best relationship. Mm-hmm. That I'm
in. And we have discussed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have also discussed, Ms. McCready and I have also discussed the possibility, which I guess it would be good to hear parent input on that as well, about having like what we would call kind of a pseudo lunch bunch, where we like let the girls know that they could come in and we could like actually meet maybe one time a month or maybe every other week or something during lunch to talk about, you know, or ask questions about like relationship health. Because there are a lot of students who report having like what they say is toxic relationships and they don't either know how to navigate or get out or, you know, things like that. So not a counseling session, but just like a informational kind of like lunch session where they could have conversations. So that's just sort of a...
Where they can easily open up and vent and not be judged at the same time.
That would be nice for them to have.
Well, we weren't exactly following the agenda, but this is all new. That's okay. I mean, I think this is fine. So, I mean, I think next time we'll be more sticking to the agenda because this is kind of an intro meeting. But so just the kind of basic campus updates is what I've been giving you about what we've accomplished with the students. Counselor updates, I think that you've just...
I just gave one.
Going. Yeah, exactly. and then we just talked about the required trainings already and what we will add into as is the energy drinks and social media, which we certainly can do in a class meeting for sure. And then school and safety
updates.
Yes. So, you know, we are very strict about school safety here, as you know, with our cameras and our locked facility and locked bathrooms. And so we're still, we have a school safety committee meeting that will be coming up in December if either one of y'all would like to attend on that one as well. And put some input into that. And then just kind of discussing what we can do to improve school safety here when it comes to, you know, emergency situations, that kind of thing. We were just discussing if there was a fire drill and it was pouring out rain, what are we going to do? Do the kids just sit out in the rain or do we have a backup plan for that? So we the weather's been pretty good and we had, you know, generally we don't plan fire drills during rainy days, but I was like, well, what if we really needed to?
So do we get wet?
Right, exactly. What's the plan for that?
I think getting wet is better than getting burned.
Yeah, right.
Did you say school safety meeting? Isn't it scheduled for December
12th? Yes, December 12th. I think it's.
And may I ask, these meetings, would they always be about this hour of time of day?
If that works for y'all, the best.
Please.
That would be great. Are your children waiting for you right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mine is.
I can't wait.
Okay, thanks. They should only be about 30 minutes. I'm, you know, I might have email you as curriculum materials or some kind of materials beforehand to let you review or, you know, just to say, hey, we're looking at this or we're looking at that. What do you think? Or here's the PowerPoint we're going to go over. Do you think there's anything else we can add? Okay. So I definitely, especially when it comes to things like sex ed, Ms. Griffin is using a program for the suicide prevention program. It's a nationwide program. And the name escapes me at this point. But it's something we have vetted and we've been using for several years that we feel like is inappropriate. And she's a trained social
school psychologist.
So we trust her to do that. So is there anything else that y'all have questions or concerns about?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just, you know, if you keep your brain thinking, I think for me, you know, it's outside resources where, you know, kids might be struggling with this and we're trying to find, they may not always have good health insurance. And so, you know, counseling services or any kind of family supports is where we kind of find some difficulties. And then kids who are having issues with substance abuse and trying to help them find, because we do have one or two students here who are struggling with some substance abuse issues. And
do they go into a program or something?
Well, that's the problem. We don't, you know, there's the resources are limited. So, you know, just to keep your ears and eyes to the ground if you hear or meet anybody about, you know, resources, that would be great. Because often they cost money and that's the problem is they can be quite expensive.
Yeah.
So we just found out about the Harris Center for Mental Health, which offers some trainings as well, and so we're going to reach out to them and see what they can maybe to come and talk to our staff
or
students.
Or if we
about.
Have someone that we could, we
yes.
think it might be a good, you know, asset to you know, for a to give a meeting or something.
Yes,
we can bring him.
Well, absolutely.
Well,
yes.
We
let's
have
sure,
to
yes.
run it through you first.
But
and
yes,
then, okay.
absolutely. Okay. That we welcome community members. You know, people who are.
And we were also contacted by a facility that is in Bel Air, mm-hmm. I believe. That was just recent. And they offer substance abuse, recovery, mental health support.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are interested in coming to the campus and, you know, giving us their mm-hmm. information
mm-hmm.
And kind of
mm-hmm.
sharing with us. So that also might be someone
mm-hmm.
to
do.
Add
yeah.
to the
mm-hmm.
list for resources.
Yeah. So... So this was just kind of the introductory meeting, and then we'll kind of meet again. And do y'all want to meet again in December, or do we want to meet again in January?
Oh, we can do December.
Okay.
Because
okay.
it's supposed to be four
times
a
year.
Year
right.
So
mm-hmm.
if we do schedule two for the fall and two for
mm-hmm.
the spring, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Do we want to try and pick a date, or you want just Roseanne to, Ms. Roseanne to kind of reach out to y'all? You said after school works this
yes.
time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are Mondays generally okay days?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slow for me. Okay. Maybe the 15th of December. Would that be something doable?
15.
It's like the last week before school, but
before
I know
we leave for break.
The
need-
December 8th, we have a basketball game, which is the following the Monday before
mm-hmm.
that. Yeah. If we could also do
yeah.
December. Okay, December 15th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Miss Moreno, Miss Angie, does that work for you possibly?
Yes, that works for me.
Okay.
At 3:30?
Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready to adjourn the meeting? We yes? Okay, to adjourn the meeting? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Move to adjourn the meeting. Everyone vote aye.
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 Okay. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate y'all's time.
You're welcome.